"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Steve Gregory has got an update on the news this afternoon that the district attorney of L.A. County, George Gascon's office, will not pursue felony charges against this man named Isaiah Lee. He's the 23-year-old who tried to, he tackled Dave Chappelle on stage at the Hollywood Bowl.
No felony charges, but he was arrested on a felony, right? And he's being held on a felony bail.
Well, see, this is the thing about doing any kind of an arrest or anything like this is that you kind of have to detain the people first, and then you have to sort it out. Because obviously he posed a danger to Dave Chappelle. So they had to at least restrain him, detain him, figure out what's going on. First of all, they had to get him his medical attention because he got kind of beat up.
Yeah, they did a number on him.
Yeah, they sure did.
Good.
So they had to get that taken care of first, and then they have to sort it out. Then they have to go through and interview everybody. And what they come to find out, it was interesting because I was reading TMZ yesterday about it, and they quoted witnesses who said the gun had been drawn as he ran up to the stage. So I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's pretty brazen. And God, you know, it could have been so much worse. Then you hear today that the gun was in a bag and that he didn't produce the weapon, that the weapon had only been discovered during a pat-down or during a search.
And I'm confused as to what kind of gun it was. I've heard different descriptions.
Well, the picture that we talked about yesterday was a replica gun. So it is and it could have been, this is the other thing I was thinking about too.
And replica guns don't fire, they just look like
No. They're just fake, they're fake guns.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fake guns. And they're not like a starter pistol.
They don't shoot blanks.
They don't shoot. No, their chamber is solid. And so there's no way to put any kind of.
But it is, they are metallic?
Well, some are like prop guns. So you have a prop gun kind of thing set up so they've got the same weight.
Right, so it's not a toy.
But obviously, he got it through the metal detector.
Yeah, and see, so I got to look.
You said it was
up.
In a bag.
That's what the sources are telling the LA Times.
The search bags.
It was in a bag, exactly. Some people are like they searched the coolers. So yesterday,
depends what kind of slug you get at the table.
Well, after I spoke with you guys yesterday, I reached out to because again, I didn't realize the county owns the bowl.
Hollywood
I didn't know. Yeah, so I reached out to them for comments. Like, you know, what was the security protocol? What is the security protocol? What was it on Tuesday night? So I get an email early this morning, and it was pretty simple. It says, thank you for your message. Please reach out to the contact below with this inquiry. So that was from the L.A. County Department of Parks and Rec. So the contact I looked at is like, okay, Sophie Jeffries at LAPhil.org. Like, L.A. Phil.
Philharmonic?
Yeah, so apparently they have some sort of a role in the security here. So I email this Sophie, and I said, hey, and same thing. Hi, Steve. The safety of our artists, visitors, and staff is the LA
utmost priority.
Is the LA Phil's top priority.
There you go.
The incident that occurred at the Hollywood Bowl on May 3rd remains an active investigation, and we're unable to comment further at this time. Please refer additional questions to the LAPD. Thanks, Sophie. So I reply, hi, Sophie. My inquiry
nice
is
dodge.
Hi, Sophie. My inquiry is about your security protocol, not the investigation. I've already spoken to the LAPD about the investigation. I'm asking what the security plan is for the Hollywood Bowl and what it was for Tuesday night. Those are reasonable questions with answers the paying public is certainly entitled
to. Oh, absolutely. I mean, people hear this, they're going to want to know that guys with guns are going to be accosted.
And that was at 12.04 p.m., no response.
No response, huh? Oh, wow. So, I thought it was the utmost priority.
It sounds
top
like
priority.
It sounds like, to me, they probably are wrangling their legal team together right about now.
Right, to come up with some convoluted word salad answer.
But knowing that somebody's going to hold somebody liable somewhere. And now, here's the thing that's really interesting.
All right, but how does the people going to the next concert trust
exactly.
that there's nobody inside the Hollywood Bowl with a gun?
That's why I'm thinking now, if you're a sniper, you probably would be a really good person to hire about now.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean,
can you imagine snipers in high positions around the bowl?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we ought to know. We ought to know what's going on.
Well, the interesting thing about this now is, and leave it to a local TV station just to run right out and find the first attorney they could, to find out about this Isaiah guy, and apparently this guy, according to this attorney, could actually have a lawsuit that he could file against the people that beat him up.
I wondered about that, too. I wondered if he was going to go on the offensive and say, I'm the victim now, I got beat up.
And the fact that Dave Chappelle, apparently some of the recordings had said something where he said, beat his ass, or they beat his ass, or stomp on him. So, I mean, you could turn right around and, I guess, file a lawsuit against this for... You know, for assault or something. I don't know, but I just thought it was funny.
You could run on stage with some kind of a gun, and that knife, we haven't figured out what the knife was that was attached to the gun.
Right, one's saying, because, they're probably going to make this a big deal at the arraignment, but so he's still in custody, and from what we could tell is, no, that's what I was getting to earlier, is the replica gun and or the blade could have been printed on a 3D printer. So that could have been why it didn't come out on the metal detector.
And that would be made of plastic?
Yeah, it would have been like when it's a hardened plastic. There's a specific name for it, but it's like a hardened plastic.
But it can do real damage.
Oh, absolutely. And you guys know, too, it's like a carbon, like if it was a carbon fiber kind of material, if you think about, there are very sharp objects out there that can cut
you.
So
it's not going to go off in a metal detector, no. So then what?
Well, and here's the crazy thing. The reason that I had been told that it didn't rise to the level of a felony was because if this weapon was in a bag and he didn't produce the weapon as he rushed the stage, then he can't consider that part of it as a contributor to the crime.
Isn't the crime enough, though, tackling a guy like that?
It's assault.
I mean, it's assault.
Yeah. But it's a misdemeanor.
Why? What does it take for it to be a felony?
Well,
what would he have to do to Dave Chappelle?
I would have probably put the blade into his body.
Uh-huh.
And then it probably would have been a felony.
Or if Chappelle hit his head hard enough and got knocked out, maybe.
Something like that. To where a little more.
So he wasn't tackled at the right angle. It was an ineffective tackle, so he doesn't get a felony.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's like you don't get charged with murder if you're a bad shot and you just graze somebody with a bullet.
Then it's just attempted murder.
Attempted murder. Yeah, I've always thought that's a lot
of crap. Because you
weren't
successful at it.
That's right, because I'm bad, so...
You're a failure at it, so you get the lower charge.
So this
charge.
Tumbles down to Mike Fuhrer's office, LA City Attorney, and it's a nothing, right, pretty much?
But isn't it amazing, considering what Gascon is going through? You have this international story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now the headline is Gascon's calling it a misdemeanor.
the whole world's going to know now what everybody's been talking about with Gascon. This is, for him, the worst public relations possible.
Well, here's the thing, though. You got to look back at the investigators. So LAPD's Robbery Homicide Division, which it's a great team, they're the ones that had to kind of sort this thing out because it's a high-profile case. Otherwise, it would have just been Hollywood detectives. But with robbery homicide, you know they're going to be meticulous about it. And if they do not have enough evidence to present to the DA for a felony, and if you know, I don't know how that went down, but I assure you.
Or Gascon could use his magical interpretation powers.
That's what I'm saying. So LAPD, you know they did a great job presenting whatever they got to the DA. Mm. It was the DA's interpretation.
So you don't know. Does a robbery homicide make a recommendation saying this is a felony?
Yeah, this is what we have here. This rises to this level, or it could be this PC charge, and this is what we believe it is.
Do we know what their recommendation was?
We'll get there.
Okay. All right.
We'll get there.
When you find out, you come back.
You got it.
All right? You got something to do the rest of it.
We got more coming up.
Johnny can't cat fight.
All right. Again, a big story today is that the signature gathering to depose L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon has surpassed 400,000. We'll have more on that in the 5 o'clock hour. There was one note in one of the articles put out this afternoon concerning the fact that Gascon is not going to charge this Dave Chappelle attacker with a felony, even though he had a replica gun with a... I like the way they put a blade, right?
You see how Gascon is dumb as a box of rocks? Just for his own survival, don't you file a felony charge against a guy who tackles Dave Chappelle? Honestly, how dense is he? In case there's anybody who didn't know what the fuss was about Gascon or kind of on the fence or
this would go against his reforms. He's dead set on his
reforms.
He's going to
lose his job.
He might, but he's he'll probably say it, that that's what it has to be then.
He's going to get fired.
He's a man of principle.
And the next guy is going to reverse everything. Everything will get reversed. Oh, yeah, this is the end of the experiment.
The California Penal Code has more than 100 enhancements that could add time to a convict's sentence, depending on the situation. A lot of them date back to, of course, the 80s and 90s when we had to do something about. Under Gascon's reign, the use of those enhancements have been greatly reduced. Jackie Lacey's prosecutors filed 715 gun enhancements between December 2019 and February 2020. In Gascon's first 3 months in office, they only filed 106, an 85% decrease. So,
can somebody explain, and this again, this is never asked by our lame-ass media here in Los Angeles, ask somebody in office, how do you square constantly carrying on about guns and you're at the same time you're pushing to eliminate gun enhancement charges? There's such a complete contradiction there. I don't understand it.
Well, because they do not blame the person with the gun. They blame the gun manufacturers and the gun sellers. That's what they want to chase after.
But how
they don't care about the person with the gun. He's just a poor fella.
It's stupid.
I know.
The poor fella is the one firing the bullet.
Oh, he's a victim of this capitalistic, imperialistic, racist society. We have to protect him.
This has got to end. I want just an electoral bloodbath in November. I really, really do.
Not in California. Not gonna
I think we're going to get some of it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think Bodine.
Any particular place you're looking at? Or
Bodine and Gascon will be gone.
I hope so. Bodine's up first in June.
Yeah. No, I think he's going to go.
Well, that would be something. I mean, if San Francisco throws out their DA before we do, what does that say about us? They threw out some board members, which got people's attention.
Right. We haven't done that.
Meanwhile, there's a story that Dave Chappelle went to an after party after the Hollywood Bowl show on Tuesday night. And there's an audio that was recorded. The Daily Mail got a hold of it. He said that he felt good when one of his friends broke the attacker's arm. You guys were just talking, you and Steve Gregory, mm-hmm. that maybe this Isaiah Lee, the 23-year-old that jumped up on stage to tackle Chappelle, may have a case for brutality here because he...
What a piece of garbage he is, isn't he?
His face is all swollen. He broke his arm.
Honestly, I mean, there's so many just failures in this story, right? You got this horrific loser, this rapper, this bad rapper wannabe. He goes after Chappelle. And he gets a good stomping from everybody else. But what's with the Hollywood Bowl security? Really, what the hell is going on? That's inexcusable that a guy would have those weapons on him. Absolutely inexcusable. And they ought to be forced to explain themselves. Because that, you know what? That's a scary place if something bad happens. You get a guy firing a gun. You know how steep those stairs are at the Hollywood Bowl? How difficult it is to leave the bowl? It's really hard to leave when it's peaceful at the end of a concert. It's hard to get in there. There's huge bottlenecks. There's huge backups at the security lines. They have really frustrating security lines because they never upgraded to the modern world to come up with something efficient to get you in. And then you've got all those stairs and so few exits and everything's steep. Stairs are steep and then the hill going downhill is steep. God forbid you have a guy who starts firing bullets into the crowd. The stampede, you're gonna get way more people dead in the stampede. They'll be knocking themselves down the cement stairs. People are gonna get stomped trying to get down the hills. I mean, they gotta be crazy not having a security system to stop a guy like that from getting in with those weapons.
Well, I won't be going there anytime soon because now they're going to go way over the top to make sure everybody coming in is checked thoroughly. You might have to go in nude and back up for a rectal check. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, that's what happens when something like this happens. No. The overreaction to the other side is just pitiful.
And they'll make it, because they won't do it intelligently. They'll make it really, really difficult. Like, no government agency ever comes up with an efficient security system that makes things go fast. Every stadium is like this now. I mean, the airports, obviously. It's just, there's got to be a way to create a fast, efficient security system.
Well, I mean, they believe the best thing they can do is to open up and look inside your bag or whatever you're carrying in there.
Right,
NFL has this policy, we have to have a see-through bag, but they still look through it because I go to the games and they're still doing that.
But then it comes down to execution. You could have a policy, but then you have to have the stupid dope actually look, right, and feel around and know what he's looking at and know what he's feeling. I mean, they do those TV exposés all the time where like 3/4 of fake weapons get through the security monitoring at the airport because the loser brain dead TSA agents are really barely paying attention and they don't care.
All right, when we come back, oh no, did Governor Dippity-Doo make an anti-woke remark, which should cause some blowback when he was doing his, well, this was on Twitter, but he also made a speech yesterday about the Roe v. Wade situation. We'll talk about it coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, tomorrow is Moist Line Friday, so you still have a little time to participate. You can use the talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app, little microphone. You can call the old phone number, voicemail still works, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. One of the big stories locally this morning, imagine if you're the wife of a man, I guess he was in his 40s, and he hasn't come home, so you call the police to see if they can do like a welfare check, because you know he was at some downtown LA apartment building. Well, they did go there at 1 a.m, and they found 3 dead guys. Apparently, fentanyl took them. Another fentanyl story. How about that? But they're all described as being in their 40s, so these are not young people. I don't know what the... And whether or not this was fentanyl poisoning, in other words, they were trying to purchase another drug, and instead they got it laced with fentanyl and killed them, right? One officer had to be transported from the scene after suffering an apparent fentanyl exposure.
No, they tell officers they have to wear special breathing equipment because
a very small amount can...
Like a few grains of fentanyl, if you inhale it, you're dead.
Dead.
This is incredibly powerful stuff.
So do people ask for fentanyl, the drug itself, to use as a...
Some of them do. Some of them are actually, that's their thing.
Oh, I see. But well, that's kind of risky, isn't
it? Well, that's why it's killing. I mean, there's 100,000 opioid overdose deaths, you know, and chunk of those are fentanyl.
Yeah. All right, now we move over to Governor Dippity-Doo. We played some audio yesterday. He came to L.A., went to Planned Parenthood, wanted to make a big deal out of the fact that the draft opinion from the Supreme Court concerning Roe versus Wade had leaked out, and it looks like they may overturn Roe versus Wade. And, of course, this is a big moment for hack politicians like this to grandstand and act like, I'm going to lead the fight and the charge. And, of course, Newsom wants to shape himself for national office.
He's like this cardboard cutout of an idiot politician.
He is a cartoon.
He picks the most obvious moment to jump on the most obvious issue and say the most obvious thing.
Yes, exactly.
And will have no effect at all on anything that matters.
So we're probably going to get a constitutional amendment to vote on in November in the state of California to put it in the Constitution to protect people's rights to abortion. Anyway.
Does anybody have any money to get a constitutional amendment to get rid of the gas tax? That's what he ought to be doing, is suspending the gas tax. That's what he ought to be doing if he cared about people's lives, not carrying on about aborted fetuses.
What a weirdo
he is. What a strange, weird man. This is the thing he gets animated about? There's been so much stuff going on in California, and he's responsible for a lot of it. And this is the thing he comes out 3 days in a row to yell about? This? Really?
But apparently on Twitter, he tripped into woke land. And it looks like most people wouldn't consider it such, but the woke people probably would. By the way, they don't like the word woke.
Too bad. I don't like anything they push. I don't like all their euphemisms.
He tweeted out an antiquated phrase, and here it is.
That was their word anyway.
Originally, I think it was. But
it was their word.
That you've dirtied it. They don't want it anymore. They think they're more than that. They don't seem to be bothered by the progressive word, but the woke word.
Yeah, they will
got
be.
Them under there. He tweeted out, if men could get pregnant, this wouldn't even be a conversation. Well,
that old cliche.
A little closer examining of the phrase proves that it does not pass the woke test anymore. That is antiquated because, yes, if you believe in a wide open definition of genders, men can get pregnant. And you might say, come on, how?
Come on, how? Go ahead, you explain this.
Spend 10 seconds thinking about it. If there is a woman who decides she'd rather identify, a biological woman, that is, female plumbing, decides she wants to identify as a man but has not yet transitioned to the parts, she could get pregnant but be a man. Because that's how she wants to be identified.
I see.
So she's a pregnant man.
And so we have to adjust the whole language for that person.
This happened years ago. Don't you remember? I think they were even on the Oprah show. There was a couple where the woman decided she wanted to identify as a man, and she married a woman and ended up getting pregnant by artificial insemination. Remember all that?
Remember last year there was a whole fight over birthing person?
That didn't go far, though. That phrase is not catching on.
I know, but there was a real push. Even Nancy Pelosi had it in some legislation. That was something.
But it would be connected to this because
that got a lot of women really upset. That's what was funny. There was a lot of blowback from women going, what do you mean birthing person? I'm a woman. I'm a mom. F you.
Well,
that got a bad response.
Oh, well, maybe that's what killed it. I don't know, but you know, this isn't the first time he kind of stepped on the woke piece of dynamite. Remember, when he was using the word gangs, and he realized he shouldn't be saying gangs, groups of people associating or something. He changed it to
They're folks.
He's such a buffoon.
Folks. Yeah, folks. These are folks. I don't want to say anything derogatory. Yeah, gangs like guys who murder people. You know, they're not folks. Folks are your relatives.
Yeah, groups of people that associate.
Groups of people that fire bullets into other folks' heads.
Which makes me believe that he's a phony, because even though he seems to act woke and progressive, I don't think he's that either.
No, I don't think so.
He just goes with the flow.
Yeah.
And someone told him, oh, get out there with this abortion ruling. This will be big. This will really get people to see you maybe as a national leader.
Do you think that preening little weenie gives a rat's ass about abortion? You really think he gets upset about this stuff?
No.
He's nothing but a huge narcissistic ego bag. He wants to be governor and president for the sake of being governor and president. There isn't anything he wants to do. He just sits there and waits for some hot button issue, some like super woke issue that he can exploit for 5 minutes. It's a transparent phony.
As phony as that goo in his hair.
That's right.
Whatever the hell that is. That's why they call him Dippity. They called him Dippity Doo in high school. That's why we call him Governor Dippity Doo.
He's got
that was a big hair product back in the day, I guess.
He's got a brain made of Dippity Doo, and that's what leaks out into his hair.
All right, there's more coming.
John and Ken, KFI.
Oh, a pundit drops a name. What name would I be talking about? The leaker. The potential leaker of the Supreme Court draft opinion on Roe versus Wade. Interesting theory. We'll talk a little bit about that and more about the Supreme Court coming up after the news at 4 o'clock. No big surprise that the stock market has taken a big dump today. You know what I love about that kind of news? It's only big news when it takes a big drop. It's been doing pretty well the past couple of years, climbing and climbing, but it's not really news. It just shows you how the news works. It's got to be something that is negative.
That's what people
large, fascinating.
That's right. What people respond to.
I guess so.
We're nothing but a bag of chemicals.
If I told you the Dow went up 1,000 points, probably it'd
make me that would be mildly pleasant. But hearing it goes down 1,000 points can induce
people
panic.
Clutch their pearls.
Look, because fear is a much greater reaction than
joy.
Not joy. I mean, it's just, you know, mild pleasure. Really, is the best way I can describe it.
Some people would get joy out of the stock market climbing 1,000 points. They think about their investments and
joy
their retirement,
like you're
and their
skipping nude through a field of flowers.
I think one of the reasons we have seen, you know, the economy the way it is the past couple of years is a lot of people who have enough invested in the stock market have just decided, oh, I'm going to start to spend some of that money. That's how people react, right? They're gonna bank on it being there, but it's a big gambling hall, folks. You got to understand that in the end. I think even Warren Buffett said that this week. It's a big casino, open to just about everybody. Here's your update on the tabloid story of the week, and it is almost a week old now. This is the escaped murderer, the prisoner in Alabama, who apparently was assisted by a corrections officer in escaping from this prison. In Alabama, they're both named White. Casey Cole White is the 38-year-old murderer, 6'9", close to 300 pounds, big and strong. Vicky White is 56. She's the prison guard.
She's big and strong, too.
The update today is that they spoke regularly over the phone during the past 2 years while he was being housed in a different facility. So I always thought, not always, the story's only a week old, but I thought that they met somehow where she worked and they bonded and then she decided to help him escape. But she had been talking to him on the telephone while he was in custody at another correctional facility in a place called Bessemer, Alabama. And he was being housed in this facility, which is about 110 miles away. From the place that he escaped from, which is called the Lauderdale County Detention Center. That's when he and this prison guard left together in her marked law enforcement vehicle. Again, she was the assistant director of corrections for the detention center at the time. So it makes me wonder, they're 100 miles apart. She's talking to him on the phone. How did she meet up with him previously then? That's an intriguing question. Right? Unless she worked at that facility earlier and met him there, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they must have met long enough, often enough, to develop a relationship with each other. You can't do that just by briefly passing by.
Right.
It had to be some connection that developed over some time. Because eventually she invested in him to the point of doing this. Now, that kind of stuff doesn't happen in a day. That kind of stuff happens after you know somebody for a while and he becomes the focus of your life. You fall in love or whatever the hell this relationship is.
Yeah, and he had wanted to transfer, and I think he eventually got himself transferred to her facility. He apparently, and the reason he was transferred, he was confessing to the slaying of this woman named Connie Ridgway, a 58-year-old who was killed in 2015. He was saying it was a murder for hire. It says that the two of them met and maintained their contact after he returned to Donaldson between 2020 and 2022. So they're not really clear on the timeline, although there should be transfer records to help figure this out. But he had escape plans before. Apparently, he had also planned an escape, and he even had like a little shank to possibly get out of prison. So
yeah, so he knew how to manipulate. He's done it all his life, and he picked the right person to manipulate, and he picked someone who is 56. You know, she has seen her best days already.
Well, she sold her house so she could free up some cash. Apparently, she had plans to go to Florida.
She's a lonely widow, heavy, probably not going to be remarrying for the rest of her life, and she knows it.
Right.
And he looked at her as a great target, that he could start lavishing attention on her in some way, make her feel good, make the connection, and then use her as the escape accomplice. She's really in danger of getting killed.
Already be dead.
Yeah, she might be dead already. She was just too lonely and desperate to realize what was happening and what he was doing.
Back in late 2020, he did have an escape attempt from the county jail he was in then. His alleged plan was to take a hostage and break out on the day of his arraignment. Officers caught him in possession of a shank or a prison knife, and they transferred him back to prison. Hmm. So he's had this plan, but I think when that failed, he decided maybe I can use this woman, and I'll come up with something more elaborate, like a ruse of her taking me to an appointment.
Did you see the Daily Mail talk to some body language expert?
No.
Who looked over the security videotapes of the two of them leaving? Talked to a Human Behavior Academy president named Susan Constantine. This is funny. She's looking at the surveillance footage of them leaving. And Constantine told Fox News, "It was really obvious to me what was going on here. Planned out, methodical. She had played it out in her mind, even to how she parked the car. Her waddling gait as she stepped out of the car shows she was rough around the edges and somewhat masculine."
Oh.
That was her analysis of what she was like.
Woman.
Right, which is means, okay, nobody's going after her as dating material, right?
Yeah.
All right, 56-year-old woman waddling around, kind of masculine.
Used her to escape.
He identified the same qualities and said, you know what, I can manipulate this girl.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. Deborah Mark, what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1-pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.